Welcome back to the 1330 FM 94.1 WRAM Morning Show. It's time for our Monmouth McDonald's Coach's Corner. It's Wednesday morning, so we're speaking with Monmouth Roseville Titan girls basketball head coach Jim Cole. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well, Sean.
Good. Holiday week? You got some big holiday plans?
We're going to get together on Thursday with our family, so... No traveling, so it's a good deal.
Nice. Now, of course, Drew, your son, he's with the Austin Peay women's basketball program. Is he able to make it home, or are they in a tournament this week?
You know what? They played Tuesday, like at 11, and he headed back last night. He got home around 1 o'clock last night. He's going to get a stick around for today and tomorrow, and then they'll head back Friday morning, and they... I believe they have a game Saturday. So he's making the quick trip home. That's one of those times where, you know, first Thanksgiving in a while that he wasn't going to be here, and then it kind of opened up where they didn't have anything to do. So he drove home last night. So it's going to be good to see him. I haven't seen him for a little while.
Yeah, that's great. Tell the folks that don't know what he's doing with the Austin Peay women's basketball program.
He's a director of basketball operations down there. He takes care of setting up all the everything for games, meals for the girls, does all the bus travel. I mean everything, hotels, all that, all their apparel, things like that. So takes care of all the loose end things for games. And then he does get to go to practices. He does get to go to the games and sit on the bench. So he's still getting in on the coaching part of it also. And you know, that's what he really likes is the coaching part. And so, but it's an opportunity for him. It's like I say, just keep chasing the dream of maybe becoming a head basketball coach one day. It's a long process at that level. So he's enjoying what he's doing though.
That's what you need to turn Coach Weber into, as a director of basketball operations, to take care of all that stuff for you.
Yeah, that would be all right.
Good. And you'll get to spend some time with Erica as well, I'm sure. Good. Hey, let's talk about last. Well, we'll start with last week. You finished up the Ridgewood tournament nicely. Big win over Orion, 62-27. Great way to finish up a good week of basketball, going 4-1.
It was, you know, we came out that very first night, and Knoxville's a very good team, and we felt that we just had one bad quarter against them, and got behind the eight ball. So, but the rest of the week, you know, we turned around. Was able to take third place there, last three games scoring in the 60s. I think we ended up, 68-55 in the championship, or the, excuse me, third place game against Bristol Prairie City there. But, just coming together, and that's kind of, those early tournaments are, or, you know, for a young team like what we have, it was what I was looking for, and, you know, the girls did a nice job.
Yeah, actually, I'd forgotten about the Saturday night game. I'm looking at the tournament sheet, and it kind of snuck up on me there. You scored, yeah, since we talked to you last Wednesday morning, 61 on United, 62 on Orion, and then you end the week with 68 against BPC, a good ball club, BPC, for a team that I think many thought would struggle to score. Haven't had much troubles here lately, anyway.
You know, we got some athletic girls and some, you know, Cornel has been shooting the ball very well. Mackenzie Connell had a great night up there. I think she had 14 points one night up there. And then Carly Gillen has led us the last couple of games in scoring. You know, Cameron Jones working hard, you know, getting her close to about 9 or 10 a game. So, you know, we got a group that's is able to put the ball in the basket, and you know they've been working hard, so you know hopefully it keeps paying off, and you know we can really put something together here.
Yeah, and what a nice win last night on the road. We talked about a little bit off the air before we went on the air. It's holiday week, so you know where kids' heads are at sometimes. It's a conference game. You're traveling all the way down to Warsaw to take on West Hancock, who had beaten Camp Point Central Southeastern earlier last week. In the first conference game there in the North Division, that was a huge win for West Hancock. And then you come down and beat them 55-40.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a close game really throughout. We, you know, we had a great fourth quarter, but you know, they're a team that's has some, so you know, obviously they're 2-2 on the season. You know, they played well. They got beat by Minden Unity, who's got a pretty good team down there. But they, you know, it's they're 1-0 in the conference. They had knocked off Camp Point Southeastern, and you know, they got some girls that can play down there. And for us to go down there and, like you said, you know, an hour and a half, hour and 40-minute bus ride and come out victorious, you know, it was a great win for us.
Carly Gillen, another nice game last night. 24 points coming off an all-tournament team. We forgot to mention that Carly Gillen was named to the all-tournament team at Ridgewood. Cora Neal with that second score, always right around double figures, and getting some good third scoring. Cameron Jones has kind of popped in and out of that third score spot. You got Mackenzie Connell that can do it. You got also the freshman guard, Kelsey Shelton. I seen she had double figures here recently.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, we also have a sophomore coming off the bench that can knock down threes and Lily Kendiff. And, you know, we were able to get Madeline Plate back last night. And, you know, she's just a workhorse. I mean, very, very intelligent basketball player. And, you know, and it really showed in the fourth quarter last night. You know, we played them pretty even throughout three quarters, and then defensively we just kind of locked down in the fourth quarter and was able to go on a 17-2 run there to close out a game that was tied at 38 going into the fourth quarter. So, you know, it had a lot to do with, obviously, defensively, and just Carly kind of, you know, she had 10 in the fourth quarter, I believe, and, you know, we just kind of went to her, and she was able to score. Like I said, defensively, Madeline played just did an awesome job last night in the middle of our zone there.
Yeah, that's a big gain. I didn't know you got Madeline back last night. I took a quick look at the scorebook, and, yeah, that's another addition to a team that's already playing well.
You know, it's – Emma Meckle's done – you know, she's done a great job filling in, you know, for her size to be asked to do some of the things that she has done. You know, it's she's done a great job, and she gets her minutes in there. But it's Maddie's probably one of the most intelligent players that I've had. She just understands the game. She understands the angles. You know, she did a lot of great things last night defensively that doesn't show up in the scoreboard or scorebook. But, you know, obviously if we held them to 2 points, you know, that's going to give us a great opportunity to win.
Yeah, now you got a little time off. I don't see on the schedule you have any game till we talk to you next Wednesday morning. So chance to get a little rest up.
It is. We're going to bring them in today and work them out. They're going to get a couple days off here with Thanksgiving. And then Friday we're going to take a little time off. We'll bring them back in Saturday, get a good workout Saturday. And then we're right back in the conference on the 30th with Illini West, who – you know, I mean, they have a very good basketball team, so we'll have a few days prepared for them. But you know, we've also had basically 6 games in about 8 days or so. So, you know, we're gonna give them a couple of days off, and then we'll get back at it next week and prepare for, you know, the stretch run of conference games, and you know, hopefully after next after the 30th, we can be 2-0 in the conference and go from there.
Sounds good. We'll have that game on the air. I can't wait to get the Titan girls up on the air next Thursday night. So, Coach, thanks for joining us. I know you didn't have school today, and I appreciate you coming on the air with us here on the day before Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and tell Julie happy Thanksgiving as well.
I will. And, you know, again, happy Thanksgiving to your family and all of our listeners out there. You know, enjoy your holiday. Be safe. You know, we'll talk to you Wednesday.
Sounds good. Monmouth Roseville Titan girls basketball head coach Jim Cole on our Monmouth McDonald's Coach's Corner.